Okay. Now, the question to ask is, could his father have told him, did he just believe that his father was rich, or would his father have told him that this could be proceeds from some nefarious activities, to put it badly? These are the kind of things we want to stimulate our minds with this morning. Okay. Also, I've been told that it's possible he was the one who pulled the gun, who was alleged to have pulled the gun on some security persons in the past, and that he has dual citizenship. Therefore, he's an American citizen and might be cooling his heels in America. He might not cool his heels in America if the kind of money we're talking about is at his disposal. With his American passport, he could go to the Dominican, he could go to so many other countries there to settle down. The question you'll still ask yourself is, life is funny. You know, usually I get reactions from people who say that, those who have dual citizenships, they're very lucky. If there's crisis, they can escape and go to another country. But God is a complicated being, to put it in the best word I can put it. And like they say in the Bible, his ways are not our ways. What would happen really is that your body will flee, but your mind will. And the most important part of man's existence, but their minds are troubled. The most important element of man's existence is his mind. Therefore, you could escape physically. You could be in a safe zone, but your mind might not necessarily be at rest. And I don't know if you've ever seen a troubled human being. It's terrible. Sometimes it's better to be sick of an ailment than to be troubled, you know, to have a troubled mind. Usually they say, you're lucky, you can go. The truth is, by the time you're landing at the airport there, your mind is at home. You spend 24 hours checking up on this and checking up on that. That's not true. But I'd like to know what your reactions are to this case. Now, let's just sit back and just have ideas. And let's remember that his father has not been found guilty. He has. And also, it is subject to appeal at some point. At a later date, you know, it could be jolly well be overturned. But let's just sit back and have a bit of what I would call a mental exercise. Whilst we're at it, I also want you to, if you have some spare time, to quickly go to my, not YouTube, what's the other one? Instagram. My Instagram handle is Jimmy Disu. And there, what did I put? I put it up at about 3 a.m. this morning there. And I kept saying, I want to be sure this is for real. What did I put up there? There are two sides, you know, you can scroll through. The first one, you see a video of one Nigeria's popular musician recognized. It's one of the few times I see people telling the singer what to sing about. For example, usually, maybe if it goes and I'm in frame, somebody would have hinted Baba Sonia, Jimmy Disu Nia. Well, they won't hint me, no, because they know I won't tell them. But let's assume that one only you tell him, Ekipe, journalist, Omoye, you know. So that's what would attract you in the first instance. I watched that video clip I'm not joking. I mean it from the bottom of my heart, close to 20 times or more. And I watched every. Some were even saying that, hey, Tiki Awao, there were others there. And this our famous musician was having a rollicking time. Then you need to scroll it. I've watched the video. Watch it once before you scroll it, and suddenly you saw that by the 22nd of September, this man found himself in jail in Texas. The linkage, I labeled it too. I should find time to go through 4 or 9 things that I said to me. I said, I'm smarter than this, and these guys are in money. Okay, but I don't condone it. But what bothers me the most is, if you're criminally minded, you've been wise enough, you know, to break through, to make a hit, like they would say. And then you now start doing something stupid, like this hush puppy, whatever his name is. That one was, he hung an arrest me board around his neck. This one too, the same. I saw the money he was spraying. If he had put it to good use, at least whenever he finishes in jail time, his jail time, maybe in about 20 years or so, he would have had at least a house waiting for him in his hometown. Because nobody is going to come from America to go and seize a house in Obomoshaw or therein, wherever he is from. So we'll also talk about that. So I'm going to open up our lines 0700-993-993-993. The female line is 01-485-7190. Now you can see, doesn't it look like it to you? I always call this 8. I'm going to say it's like a nursery. 01865-7190. So you can see that I deliberately didn't mention the gentleman's name. I need to save his family the embarrassment. And again, because you never know which way it's going to end. Anyway, he might still get an appeal. And I didn't mention the name of the musician, which I'm sure most of you might know for obvious reason. And no one puts Sansan for Igari. And in any case, how was he to know that the guy had done the crime? So let's keep the names out of it. Let's just talk in principle. Let's exercise our brains a little bit. So I've given you time to, you know, to go through that video at least once. So you might also want to react to that. But please, let's keep the names out, okay? Let's have fun. I'll pick the first call. Hello, good morning. We lost that one. By the way, the lady who won 10,000 naira has gotten her money.
Hello?
Yes, morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
Thank you. Nayo, Frank, Ken, brother. Quick one. This man's son, this 15 years, will get account, right?
No.
You remember one killer those days?
Wait, he's not 16 years. He is sentenced now that he's 22, but he was 16 when the account was opened.
Okay, 16.
So now let me explain that further. What might not exonerate him is if on turning 18, he started operating the account himself.
Where was that money going in account?
He was a minor. I mean, so wait.
Minor for where money day?
No, at 16, you can't even open an account yourself.
Okay, no problem. Maybe they give them soft landing.
I'm going to attack that statement you made. Hold on. Cool down. I'm giving you time. Nobody is giving anybody soft landing. We are looking at this thing from a logical standpoint. He can't open an account at 16. But if he's operating it at 18 plus, then he's liable.
So the bank who opened that account on that name, they didn't know he's 16?
You can open and you have
okay.
Father would most likely, maybe it's not the father, we don't know. But whoever it is.
Okay, but I don't want any governor or president to give
power. That's another matter entirely.
Thank you.
This guy is. If you want to contribute to public space, get your facts right from the onset, because it will aid you. And just this morning, I was saying that we tend to be emotional. All he heard was, get facts right. Then it will be on that premise that you will make your contribution. Tell the world to correct you if the premise is wrong. Now, what is 100% entitled?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, my friend. How are you?
Yeah.
What's
your name? Yes, on the line.
Yes, go on, sir.
See, you know, but that's what children. Not your father says, do this. Because they know it is their father. If the father wants to deal with them, he knows how to deal with them. So whatever the father does, because when everyone was saying he's an adult now, he shouldn't. See, those rich men, even when their children are still 35, they still have the power over them. Except they break out and they've made it on their own. So long as they've not made it on their own, no, it is whatever the father say they should do, they will do.
Yeah.
Or else you go on street, you forget your father.
Thank you. That is the social side of the law. Doesn't deal with social. Once you are eligible for your actions, it's as simple as that. Whether at 40, you still go to your father for chop money, that's your business. But once you are 18. You are held solely responsible. You can't use that as defense in a court. At 18 plus, you commit an offense. You say, it's my father that told me to. No. It doesn't work that way. So, yes, your reaction is right on the social grounds. But I'm sure Liberals or Shoma or GT, any one of them will tell you that. This one not court. This is law. There are two separate issues here. But thank you for your contribution. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning,
this is
sir.
Moses calling from Lekki.
This one where you put sexy voice like this. Is it? She's me, though.
No. Me, I know they even bad with them. Me, I defuse.
She's married, though. Because I trainee from you.
Uncle Jimmy, forget. I know they look all those ones. Uncle Jimmy,
yes.
That is why it's good to be trained well to understand your left from
your right.
Right. The truth is that their children at system that will know when you are stealing, and they will always tell you. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
The fact is that, yeah, the children has grown to this stage, and he knows that money in his account, it comes from somewhere. Even if it's a white side, some child will just transfer it. Because even the account, his father can still block it and say, I'm scolding you. You won't go to your bank. You will not be able to access your money. You understand?
Mm.
So, as far as he's operating the account, once he's 18, it's a liable. Mm. And he will be held responsible for anything.
Okay. All right. My reaction to what you said is that they say the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. For a child to be trained in that manner, then the parent itself must be upstanding. Yeah, you get what I mean? You train your children by your own values, and in 9 cases out of 10, your children turn out the way you've trained them by your own values. I think that about answers your question without me going any further, because the father hasn't been found guilty of anything. Okay, so we have to choose our language carefully. But like I said, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. If you find that a child at 18, 19, signing checks for heavy amounts without asking questions, it means he wasn't trained to ask questions. Or it means he's been trained and brought up to align with the criminal activity that could have produced it, either which way. So that's the way it was. But let's have another call there.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Morning.
Morning. Morning. Is that Nigerian fool?
Yes, Natabina, you dialed it in yourself. Where else could it be?
Yeah, I just want to be sure. Good morning, everyone.
Don't you recognize my voice?
I do.
Who is speaking?
My name is Damola Odikola.
Yes, go on.
See, we should be dispassionate about issues of sexual sentiment.
Yes.
When a boy, when he was below 18, and money was put in his account, as I thought it was over 18, and he discovered the money was there. As of that time, so we should not acknowledge him. How did money get there? Did it fall from heaven?
No.
It should be, honest, let's change what we call uprightness. Uprightness, integrity, truthfulness. As a child, you didn't work for money, you can see so much money like that you can at your disposal.
Mm.
And you are assessing it and things like that.
Mm.
As of this time now that he's been found guilty, he should face the music. He's an accomplice. That's all. He's an accomplice.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I think what actually spoiled the case, Barakwata, is the fact that the guy, Omeho, like we'll say, Ojapa, like Sheriff would always say. I hear that's the slang the young people use. They don't Japa, Udibe. And so he wasn't actually around to defend himself. But this is what I think the law recognizes. If you have an opportunity to defend yourself and you don't take it, you've implied, don't take that opportunity, by implication, then you are guilty. If there's a legitimate reason for you not being around for trial, it would jolly well have been stated. In fact, if I get my facts right, I think this guy actually escaped from custody. I think he was arrested, then he escaped with his dad. But I'm praying, all of you should pray. Bring out your rosaries and your tesubah. And if you're a Muslim, can you not feel that? Those of you who are Christian, go to a quiet place. Pray that never in your life, never should you find yourself in front of a judge with, like my Yoruba people say, to kawo sayin, with your hands behind your back, facing a criminal charge. Do I hear an amen there? It's not loud enough. Well, Mimo, you didn't say amen.
Amen.
Amen. you see, sorry, what's that? Okay, but let me finish. You see, we've lost a lot of things to modernization. There are things that never happened. Things like this could hardly ever happen in the past. That you'd have a man of about 50, 60 who would go and face the Oba or the OB or the Emma in court, two of them facing a criminal charge in the past. By daybreak, there'll be crisis in the neighborhood. You know what you mean, crisis in the neighborhood? Something would have happened to the man overnight. He would have fallen on his sword. I just, that's the part that also makes me shiver. You know, and then I ask myself, for how long is this young man going to stay away from Nigeria? Maybe for life, because now that you have records, you have the internet, whatever, these things don't disappear. But that's story for another day. I'll take two more calls. Hasn't anybody seen this video I'm talking about? I'm sure you must have. Let me get some reaction. Okay, good morning. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
From Igondu Aziz.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I've heard about a former minister.
Yes.
Who still have a case that in those days the children were partying in the air.
Yes.
So we cannot really say that the boy may be truly innocent. Although when the money went into his account, he was still a small boy, in quotes.
Mm.
But what happened after that 16 years?
Mm.
He may not be totally innocent.
Mm.
So that's my take. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Let me look at this. Let me try and sort this out in my mind. If the account was opened in his name, and he is not a signatory, I'd like a lawyer to call in and sort this out for us. If the account had been opened in his name when he was 16, and he is not the signatory, and by the time he turned 18 plus or whatever it is till 22, the signatory had not changed, could he have put that up as defense to say that, look, this account was opened when I was 16. I don't even sign checks. I don't do anything. I mean, so I shouldn't be held responsible. If you could get a lawyer to sort that out for us very quickly, I'd be most grateful. If somebody could call in and tell us that, look, no, it matters or it doesn't matter. Let me repeat again. The account was opened when he was underage, so it would have been opened on his behalf. So the question is, when he got of age, has he been running that same account? Has he been signing? Would that have been a defense he could have put up? Remember that he couldn't put up any defense here because he didn't turn up for trial. And so I'd like to... What's that now? Oh, that dreaded monster is around. Let me take the break before it comes. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue with this discussion. So don't go away. Daily Digest with Jimmy Dissel. Hey, this is going to kill me here. If you know what we were talking about when we took the break. Okay, that's ridiculous. We'll work that out later. Right, so... Whilst we're at it, I'd like to tell you that tanker drivers are going to begin a nationwide strike this weekend. They say it's over bad roads and other issues. So what that means is that they'll go to the negotiating table. Either the strike might not hold or by Monday it will be over. So fill your tank for all this, but please, this is not the time for you to start buying fuel in jerry cans. And to my people in Ikeja, I sympathize with you. The electricity company says, oh, it's not a blackout, it's an upgrade. The bottom line is there's no light. There'll be no light within the hours of, I think, 8 upgrade, though, or it's blackout, there'll be no light. About that is that Ikeja is an industrial hub. Where you have the Guinnesses, the Cadbury's, all the factories, it goes all the, what was the airport side and so forth, all are under this company's jurisdiction. And now they say they want to do an upgrade for 8 weeks. For those of you who are going out to your abetas, my neighbor, from where it is, I'd like somebody to educate me. Because before I start putting up an argument, I'd like to be educated. Is there no other way we could have done this so-called upgrade without denying our people light from 8 a.m. p.m.? Knowing that is the industrial hub, I wonder if it could have been done. The electric company, the light, and let us know. And from experts, I mean, this one is a done deal. But in future, let us see if this could have been prevented. I heard the cries this morning, and I felt for the people when Mimo came on air at about 5:30 this morning, and those who are in the markets, all those boutiques on Allen Avenue, and so on and so forth, those who run restaurants. It's going to be... Oh, I hope it doesn't... hotels. There are some hotels that are 56 rooms hotels, but are only occupied by 5 people, and they must put on the generator, you know, from 8 to 3. And then don't forget, there is no guarantee from 6, because Ikeja Electric depends on the national grid. So for 8 weeks, does it 6 weeks from now, young lady, hey, Chineke, 8 months, we're in October now. Does it cover Christmas?
No, not before Christmas.
Before Christmas, okay, I hope this comes up before Christmas. I sympathize with you. The company will probably come up with an argument that which this could have been done. Get accommodated sometime next week, okay? But in the meantime, then what happens to the agreement estate and all other estates where, I have friends in Magodo who have virtually thrown away their generators because they have 20 hours of light a day? What happens? Now, this is at a time when those, you say Magodo is residential, but you still find a lot of... So what is going to happen to them? I've lived in other cities and nobody has told me they're shutting down the city electricity for 8 weeks because you want to do an upgrade. Nobody say the light go, nobody say it burn, no. Just to upgrade. Upgrade. Oh, you know, it doesn't rain in Nigeria, I tell you. It pours. It pours. So let's open up our lines again. Remember, you have a tank, so you don't find yourself waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I hope Philip will remind me as I'm going home now. I'll fill my own tank. And my new policy to First Scarcity is, in all honesty, I will not queue. Because somebody died in a queue about 10 years ago that I knew, I will not store petrol in my house. I cannot, in the bid, looking and trying to keep myself on the road and make myself homeless, if you get what I mean. The last thing you want to do is to put petrol in the plastic jerry can. Some people who live in one two-room apartment, they'll put it under the bed. Eh? And then in coming home in the night, no light, they'll put on a lantern. Your guess is as good as mine. Let me take another caller. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Kurudu.
Good morning, Mr. Sam. How are you? Are you under Ikeja Electric?
Yes, sir. I am.
It says, no. Wemima says you are not. Oh. Don't you know your electric supplier?
I am, according to this.
Oh, they are not affected. That's what it is.
Yes, yes. Mm. I want to say this. For one, when will we for once give people in authority chance to do what they know is better? Now, these people say it's upgrading of the facilities there.
Yes.
Is it better for them to upgrade those facilities so that we enjoy better and standard supply of light tomorrow?
Yes.
Than to lead them to remain with the absolute facilities and equipment, then it will completely collapse.
Yes.
So I think that Nigerians should, for one, learn to put positive meaning into some action, either organization, rather than having negative action.
Could there have been a better way? I tell you this sometimes, you're on a flight and the pilot would rather drive you through turbulence than take you through a safer area because he doesn't want to burn fuel. Is it that there could have been another way, for example, but will be more expensive? And all we're doing, sir, with due respect, is asking questions. We haven't attributed anything negative to it, but it's easy to say runs a business between those hours has a lot of concern to address those concerns. So all we have done, if you'd listened well, we said we would give the electricity company the chance to come and explain, you know, and that we need experts. If we could get experts, we have to ask questions, sir. That is a fact of life. Now, the world is no longer what it used to be. And organizations and governments time and time again have disappointed us in this country. And that is why now we say that, like they say on the streets, we are shining our eyes and asking questions. The time of negative, we are just starting. And all we are doing now is asking questions. For information, thank you, Wemimo. The upgrade is starting next Monday. And the areas that will be affected is Oregon and Oba Akran. That's when I was talking about industrial, it's exactly Oba Akran that I had in mind. So, sir, that's our reaction. We are not, we haven't gotten to that point yet. We hope we will not get to it. But we are asking legitimate questions. And that is the way we want all Nigerians to behave. Ask questions. Look at the issues critically. Then you can come to a conclusion. We never reach that road, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, let's take our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Charles. I'm an electrical engineer, so I'm calling with respect to the possible shutdown in...
Yeah, so
I have two areas. Now, one, because when you walk on the bus bar, definitely you have to shut down.
Okay.
However, so if there's a breaker issue or a power transformer you are using, whatever, you have to shut down to avoid electrocution. But you asked the question that you live in a same city where there's no shutdown. So assuming they have a replica of such load
exactly.
Breaker somewhere else. So what you do is you channel the load to that breaker B.
Exactly. What I was going to say, alternate.
That's what they do.
Yes.
And then you continue. So breaker A or house A is free for anybody to do maintenance, while house B housing auxiliary breakers for the same consumers, then you go on with it. That's what they should have
Can
done.
Can I ask you a question before you go, sir?
Please, go ahead, sir.
I want to ask it in the simplest language possible. Are you not, as a supplier, supposed to prepare for an emergency? Thankfully, yes. This one is an upgrade. What if it was a major, let's say, complete fire, complete breakdown? Aren't you supposed to have had something parallel you can move over to when things like this occur? Yes or no,
yes.
Sir?
Yes, very. That's what it is. Yes. Even if it's capital intensive, but that is the normal thing
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So he answers the previous August question from Ikorodu, I think. He answers his questions and his concerns. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
How are you this morning, sir?
I'm very well, as you can hear from my voice.
Uncle Jimmy, I know a bit about this power upgrade of Ethereum. The problem is actually not from Ikeja Electricity Distribution Company. It's actually from the TCN, that's the Transmission Company of Nigeria.
They are having
a major upgrade. What they are changing has been there for 45 years.
Okay.
Now, IKEDC is losing a lot of money with this outage.
Of course,
they are losing so much. For 8 weeks, they are losing their premium customers because they make money from them.
Yes.
So it is beyond Ikeja. It's a foundational problem, basically.
I see.
45 years, nothing has been done. So, and it has to be done at one point in time or the other.
Yeah, but can the same thing, okay.
Other than to upgrade.
Can the same thing, what did you call them?
TCN, yes.
Yes. Shouldn't they have had something
from the word go? It's a structural, systemic problem. It's a design problem.
Wow. Okay, at least you get the people to blame, if any. So far, I think that Ikeja Electric, so far, until otherwise, whatever, could be exonerated from all this that is happening. Unfortunately, the corporate world won't allow you to pass blame in any official statement that you would issue out. The corporate world won't allow that to happen. Okay, there was a story that I'd like to call our attention to, but meanwhile, I'll take a call. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Hello, are you hearing me?
I can hear you, sir. I kept saying good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Dennis. I'm calling from Lekki at the moment.
Morning, Mr. Dennis.
Yeah, yes. I want to draw your attention to one of the headlights. You said the tanker drivers are... They want to embark on strike because of a bad road. Because a caller called this morning. He called Madam Wemimo. He was like appraising Fashola that Fashola is trying in the infrastructure of road construction and everything. Maybe because Fashola is a Yoruba man. I don't know. But now the tanker drivers are going on strike because of the same bad road. We should be truthful to ourselves. Bro. That is just what I want to say. Let us not be tribalism or hair or want.
You fall my hand completely. you fall my hand completely with this argument. That's why I kept quiet for you to you see us. Now, I don't know that the tanker drivers are complaining about. But I said, is it because somebody is a Yoruba man? Is that what we are discussing here? I mean, please, let things when we come to public space. This has nothing to do with Yoruba man. Let me read the story so you have a clear understanding. It says that there are strong indications that PTD, the branch of NUPENG, may begin. It's even May, not that they will, a nationwide strike any moment from today over the public condition of federal roads across the country. Okay, that falls under part of last purview and two other pending issues. The other grievances of the tanker drivers are perceived refusal of the federal government to enforce the compulsory installation of safety valve in all petroleum trucks to protect the inflammable contents from spilling over in a situation of road mishaps, and alleged continued abuse of the tonnage capacity of petroleum trucks by marketers and transporters across the country. Okay. Recall that leaders of PTD had on September 25 issued an October 8 deadline to the federal government to address these pending issues, failing which members would drown tools and resume the nationwide strike earlier scheduled for March 27, when it should have taken place, but was shelved after assurances by the government that the issues would be addressed, and so on and so forth. So they are going to strike that. It's federal roads, yes, it falls under the minister's purview. And yes, it would be nice to put him to task to find out how far he's gone with the roads that he's making. What just spoilt your contribution, in all honesty, which I believe, with all due respect, is a bit insulting to the person who, you know, was to say that, is it because of... This is not market now. This is public space. This is public space. Don't let's trivialize these issues and bring it down. We're all Nigerians. We can make our contributions without having to allude to where anybody is coming from. I think most of us should have gone past that. Let me take one or two more calls and I have to go. The techers, what? 9:52. I got to go. I saw a techer head come up. Let me take one more call. Hello? Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm calling from Ghost. This is Mr. Ike.
Yes, Mr. Ike, go on.
Okay, Mr. Kujimi, there's something that you mentioned. I want you to go direct into it. Does it mean that an Eastern man, this Igbo man, cannot rule this country? A man from the Eastern Nigeria cannot rule this country. Why are you mentioning about Tinubu again? That he wants you to declare first.
I'm sorry, I don't even understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the next election we are going to have.
We didn't talk about the next election in this program.
Yes, I have not ever seen you talking about people, man. You're supposed to rule this country.
You have not. If there's anybody who has been most vocal about the fact that the next president will be better if he comes from the East, I'm the one. So please don't come on radio and start making these spurious remarks. Go and check your facts properly. I don't even have time to answer this man, Jerry. Let me go. Today's Friday. I'm going to enjoy myself. Tomorrow, the body who has been most vocal saying that the next president, that's part of what we face in this program. So tomorrow we'll have a recorded version of the discourse. What we're going to discuss tomorrow, then we'll discuss next week. Okay, we'll do it with Angela. We'll be back again. I'll be back again live in the studio on Tuesday, okay, 9 o'clock with the Daily Digest. And I'd like to thank Wemimo. And thank you for the present that you offered me this morning. You've made my day. Yes, you've made my day. I accept it. I accept the challenge. Okay. Sit back. The techers are here. Techer 1 will soon come in, followed by Techer 2. Sit back and enjoy yourselves with them. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.